Tony, we learned who our boar, that was the boar, the ditch, Shemilu Yishmo ben Nisanya Chalolim. The Yishmo ben Nisanya filled it up with Chalom, with dead bodies. The Chsiv, it says, V'abor Shehishloch Shom Yishmo, that's called Pigri Anoshim. That was the ditch where he threw all the bodies of the people there. Ashivikah B'yad Gedaliah, that was killed through Gedaliah. So the question was, V'chi Gedaliah Hogan, Gedaliah was a tzaddik, did he kill anybody? V'alo Yishmo Hogan, it was Yishmo that killed them, not Gedaliah. Ela means like this, Mitorech Shoyel or Lochish. Since that really Gedaliah, what happened was they came and told Gedaliah that Yishmo wanted to kill you. So true was Lashon Hara, but he should have been Choshe, listen to it, and maybe it's true. Mitorech Shoyel or Lochish, he should have been listened to it, to be Choshish, to think maybe it's true. Leyatzas Yerchon of Mekorach, they should listen to the advice of Yerchon of Mekorach. For Lechosh, and he did not listen to him at all. Gedaliah did not listen to it at all. And Gedaliah did not prepare himself to watch himself from Yishmael. So when Yishmael came, Yishmael killed him out. Is Manol of Akasa Kilo Horgan? It's a little bit considered that Gedaliah killed him out also, because Gedaliah didn't watch himself. He didn't watch himself enough. And from this, Omar Rav, Rava says, Hi Lishna Bisha, somebody tells you Lashon Hara, Sa'afal Pi, Telekabul Lemiboyi, you're not supposed to accept Lashon Hara, but Mechesh Lemiboyi, you're allowed to be Cheshish. Like, think about it, maybe it's true. Not enough to watch yourself, that's all. Not to really believe it, to hate the person, or do something really bad, but just to protect yourself, to be choshes, that you're allowed to. Now the Gemara says, Anu b'nei glili. There were people from b'nei glili. Dinofek alayu kolo de koto. A rumor went around that they killed people. The kotla nafsha. What happened was, Osla came with Rav Tarfon. These two people now came in front of Rav Tarfon. Is Omlu, they said to Rav Tarfon, listen, Litmarinu, Mar, hide me, like the government's after me, I want you to hide me, protect me. Omlu, Rav Tarfon says like this, what should I do in the Hechi Nevi, what should I do? E loyat munichu, if I don't hide you and protect you, Chozu Yisaychun, they'll find you, the goyim will find you, some they'll kill you. Atrim Ninchu, should I really protect you though? Omlu, Rabbanu, the Bonin said, Halish Nebishma, people say Lashonara, Afagav, even though the Kabula Lemi Boy, you're not supposed to accept it really, but Mechesh Lemi Boy, you gotta think into a little bit, gotta be Cheshish, have a doubt, maybe it's true. If so, on the Tzata said that they were really murderers, then you're not allowed to protect them then. He wasn't allowed to save them. So he didn't know what to do. So he told them, well, listen, Zil Osun, Timun Avshaychu, you go and hide yourself. I'm not gonna hide you, but I'm not gonna give you up either. But as he was Shevi Atasas, he let them hide themselves. Now the pasuk says in Bamidbar, "Vayemir Hashem Moshe." Hashem said to Moshe, "Al tira, don't be afraid." So the question was, "Michti, let's see. Sichon v'yoid Achiyah, they're both brothers. The Yom Amar Sichon v'yoid b'nei Achiyah ben Shamchazoy, they're both the same brothers, the sons of Achiyah ben Shamchazoy. Heavy. Maishno miyoid ikvastasvi halkom by Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Oig." Or Maishno Mesichon, who went to fight Sichon, like Masato, doesn't say he was afraid. Here it says, Yomer Hashem Moshe, Hashem had told Moshe, don't be afraid of Oig. Salkam, from Oig, Moshe was afraid. But from Sichon, the Loik Masato, he wasn't afraid of Sichon. Why not? So we're into Zomrab Yechon, Omrab Yishim Ben Yechoi, Mitshuvosa Shloise Tzadik, At Yedei Mehoi Belibai. When was answered to him, we see what was really bothering him. That Omri said like this, that Moshe said to himself, Shema tamad lois chush l'avram avinu. Moshe was afraid of Oig because he was afraid maybe this chush l'avram avinu will help him. What did Oig do for Avram avinu? Shneimer Apostik says, Vayovei ha'polit v'yogali Avram ivri. That the polit came and told Avram that took away light, and then because of that, Avram went to save light. And V'yom Rav Yechonen says, the Oig, who was the one, who was the polit, who was the messenger that told Avram avinu? It was Oig. Shepolot, he was saved midoram abel, from the doram abel. So since Oig did his chus to Avram Avinu, so later Moshe was afraid to have Muhammad against him. He thought maybe this chus that he helped Avram will save him. So that's why Hashem had to tell him, no, don't be afraid of Oig. Yatan Rabban, one like this. What's going to be Beged Shavad by Kesem? A Beged that you first knew there was a stain on the Beged, and you lost it, you can't find it right now. Sinagayat Yuchas Tumah. The dam itself is tummy, so the beggar is also tummy. So you don't know where it is. The Rosh Hashanah by Kesem, Kugon Shenichnasu b'mayim, or Niglal b'dam b'heimam, v'noy d'mokam anidus. Ein dam ani dis tor b'lo shibus amonim. The dam doesn't become tor. The shal is the beged still tummy or not. The dam nidus went on the beged, and you don't know where it is right now. So what should you do here? So look, was like this. Mavur olav shibus amonim. That will have a mishnah later. There are seven different types of soaps that you have to wash it with one after another. Umavatloi, and that's the monoshach. And it's not to say it was dan nidor, that washes it away, and even if some stains still remain, it's bottle, it doesn't have a tumas nidor on it anymore. Or at least there's no more dam in it anymore. So now you have to put it into the mikveh and it becomes tor. We have Yishim ben Elazar Waimen, no. The answer is, boitkoi shchuna shchunas. He says, check it out, every small spot. Rashi says about this, kol sholosh boyes levad. You don't have to check it out like that to wash out the beged, but it's enough to be boidic every small place. Take a good check. Take out the spot, Rashi says, of the size of 3 fingers by 3 fingers, and look for it. See if you find the dam there or not. Yeah. What's going to be of the boy shichva zera? The same thing. You had a clothing that shichva zera went on it, so the beged is tamei. Calls him on the shichva zera is there, and then you have to take it to the mikvah. It goes away. So now and you don't know where the shichva zera is. So, chodosh, if it's a new clothing, boitke the machet. The answer is take a needle and go over the material. And a place where it doesn't go in like that, because the Sheikh Mazar is stopping it. So you wash off that place, get the Sheikh Mazar off, then you can put the clothing in the mikvah. Rashi says, b'machet means mata mazera kosher. It's hard there. B'machet misakev mikonis boy. The needle won't go in so easy there. So you'll be able to tell where the place where the Sheikh Mazar is, to wash it off and then betable the beged. What's going to be soch? Let's say the beged is a little bit old already. So then boitke bechama. Then it's enough like just to stick it up and pick it up and look through the sun. Then you'll see there the place where the zer is. The sun won't come through so fast. So you'll be able to tell clearly where the zer is. Tony will learn like this. And shkuna, that's the Tanakh we had before. You check out the beged for the kesem. Shkuna shkuna, as we learned. And shkuna pokas mishol shas boys. Means a space of 3 its boys by 3 its boys, check it out each one separately. Turn around, run like this. What's going to be beged shavut by klayim? You had a beged, it was made out of wool, let's say, and there's a string there, or a cloth string of linen there. Shavut by klayim, that you don't know where that string of klayim is. So of course, if you want makir, where the chut of the tzemer is a beged of pishtim, the noitka the kosher. Let's say you have a linen beged, and you have one string there of wool. So if you know where it is, just pull it out and everything is okay. But here we're talking about, you know it's there, but you can't tell where that woolen string is. So such a rate, there's such a locha, such a case, the locha is you're not allowed to sell now this clothing to a goy. Because we're afraid, maybe, even though it's mutter by no klayim, but we're afraid maybe a Jew will buy it back off the guy, and since you can't see the client, maybe a Jew will use it. So it's like a takola, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. And below yastenu madas l'chamor, you can't use this clothing either to make it for a madas, make it for saddle for the chamor. Of course also, we're afraid, Rabbi speaks that one shot is, they're afraid maybe later you may use it for a patch in your clothing. So this time, if you see it as client, you won't come to use it. But here that you don't see it has klayim, even though for the chamor itself you don't have enough from it, maybe it's okay, but we're afraid you may use it for a patch for your begodim, for your clothing, therefore you shouldn't even make it for a saddle. We're allowed to use it for the tachrichim, for closing of the mace, because once you put it on the mace, it's also banor, no Jew will use it anymore. So if we're not afraid that Jew may use it to have anor from the klayim, to wear the klayim. But and the mace himself, there's no issa klayim by mace. Tamura says, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Amar Rav Yosef, that Zaytimus, from here we understand, from here we can learn out that if you say you're allowed to put klayim on a mace, that mitzvahs potatoes lost lovoy. That lost lovoy by Tchias HaMace, and when they wake up again, there's not going to be any mitzvahs. He holds, but you won't have the mitzvahs then. Because otherwise, it's a kasha, how could you let the mace be cloth? With klayim, why aren't you afraid the Shach Tchias HaMeisim, when he gets up, he'll be doing an Aveira then. He'll be wearing this beged of klayim. And since you're not afraid of this, Mashmi, you hold this cloud that mitzvahs are called betelus losalovi. That's what he holds. Omalei Abai, Abai says back. V'itayim Rav Dimit, some says Rav Dimit has said back, no. V'omar Rav Mani said, Omar Rav Yanai, that loishonu elu lesoftai, After we say this beged shel klayim, you're allowed to put it around the mace, that's only bishas we're saying the hesped, it's mutter. Well, a kovah, when you go to bury the mace, also, then you cannot put klayim around them then. And some heals, why? Because we just said, it's not nice to let the mace be buried with klayim, because by tchias the mace, he'll get up and he'll have klayim. Omle said back to him, no, lavit mlo dim learn on this, omle b'yechuno, na fil le kovroi. That Rav Yechanan says that even to bury him, you're allowed to put on klayim on the mace. And the Mora says, Rav Yechanan, the time of Yechanan goes to his own time, Rav Yechanan, the time the Yom Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan says, Ma'idich Siv, what's the Pesach say? Da Nesim Chofshi, that when you die, you become free. Meaning to say, Kivin Shemes, once a person dies, Kivin Shemes Sodom, Nase Chofshi in the mitzvah, becomes freed from mitzvahs. The Chur Kor to this means he won't have mitzvahs again later either. So if we hold, you're allowed to even bury him with the klayim. Even though Tais says, I'm always said there's a svar from Leig Larosh, you can't make fun of a mace. So we don't let a mace do Isurim, because it looks like we're making fun of him. So Tais answer here, the pshat is, even by a chai, there wouldn't be an issa klayim in the case of a mace. In other words, even a chai, if you're alive, you can't wear klayim if you have hanor enjoyment from it. Because you have no enjoyment at all from the beggar, it's muta. So now that the person is dead, he's not having any enjoyment from it. So therefore, it's not even called like a maisavera. Therefore, it's not called a loig l'rosh. Because the chai godman has no hanor from it. Because let's say it's a hard material where there's no hanor, there's no issa klayim. So if there's no loig l'rosh here for a mace to be wearing klayim. Here. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav from Bapapa, Omer Rav Chizda, Beged Shavu Baklayim, what's going to be a beggar that you lost klayim again? You had a woolen beggar, and one string of linen was there, and you want to try and find it now to take out that linen. So the answer is Soivai, dye it right now, Omuta. Because by you dyeing it right now, so then the wool will take the dye one way, and the linen a different way. So that's why you'll be able to tell clearly where that string of linen is. Omer Le Rav Rafas Bapapa, Menola le Saba, how do you know to say like this? Menola le Saba ho? Omle, he said back, it's no mastisni, it's a Mishnah. So now I'm going like this. Boy dekat shemigi le Sela. You're supposed to check out before by the mace, check it out until you reach the ground. Vileko, if you can't find it. Aim oriv not, you have a right to say what? An oriv, the bird took away the mace. You see, check out the best you could. So I'm here also. Amra v'kitna b'hadodi lo yisolik lutzeva. If you put dye in the clothing, so then the wool accepts it one way, look one color, and the linen looks a little bit differently. Yisol v'chivan lo yoda, and over here, if the whole thing looks one color, eima manata nosa, you have a right to say, mustoma, that linen was taken out already, was pulled out already. So you have a right to be saying, mechirosa, to say the linen is not here. Omra rav'acha b'red rav'yaba, mishmei de mazutra. Chayman de Rome Chuto de Kitno de Glima de Amri. Somebody put a string of flax in a woolen beged, Zahuri made into Klayim. Vinatke, and then he pulled out a string. But Vloyod is not sure Inatke Lenatke, he's not sure Inatke Lenatke Shapadami. Even though he has a suffix whether he pulled out that string or not, still it's Mutta. Is even in a suffix you ever heard to say the beggar has no more klayim, it's mutter. Charles White, Krishbi suffix the Yeraisa, my time though. So the answer was the midi Yeraisa Shatnes Ksiv. Midi Yeraisa Torah says he can't wear a beggar of Shatnes, so we dance in Shatnes means that the wool and linen together are you shua, it has to be combed out together, tovi it has to be spun together, venus it has to be woven together. That's the issa the rice of klayim, that these threads were mamish made together. So over here, since the wool was made separately and the linen was made separately, so even though you put them together now, it's only klayim with the rabbanon. So therefore, if rabbanon knew the gozer, but rabbanon made exera. V'chivon de lo yoda intkek shari. Since here you're not, even though you have a suffix, whether it was taken out completely or not, but it's a doubtful if it's still there or not, therefore, man a suffix, you have right to say it's mutter. That's at least be made clear that if you had this one string of claim, then you pulled out a string, you have a right to say that was the string that came out. Mask of Lo Rav Ashi, Eima, why don't I say now like that? Why don't I say, Oy Shua, Oy Tovi Yonuz? Maybe not midiraisti, either one is enough to do. Either it's combed out together, or else it's spun together, or else it's woven together. So here, since it's woven together, maybe it'll be an istaklai midiraisa. Whereas the Hilchasa, no, the Loch is not like that. The Hilchasa ke mazutra. Loch is like mazutra said, that shatnez midiraisa is only where the two strings of mamish combed out together, and then spun and twirled together. Why? Midiafkinu rachmona b'chodel lishna. Since the Torah says it in one word, shatnez, and we dash in Shua Tavi Venuz, meaning all three has to be done together. So it has to be midiraisa shatnez is only when the wool and linen is combed out together and then spun together, and that's machlokes whether it means woven or does it mean twirled together. So my our clothing, we don't have these things. So our clothing is only be a climb with the rabbanon, shatnez with the rabbanon. Turn around and learn like this. Beged tzavua, you have a dyed beged, metana mishum kesem. His Ishu is wearing underwear, colorful underwear, it's a yellow underwear, and she finds on the red spot, the red stain, she'll still have tumas kesem. Rabbi Nosson by Yosef Amano, Einu metama mishum kesem, has no din kesem. If the beged is color, so on a colorful beged, there's no din tumas kesem. Shletikno bigdeg tzvonim liisha. That the reason why there was at the corner that Noshim should wear colorful clothing, El Hok Lakis Mayim Tiknu. The Bonner made this the corner, they should be makel upon the Kesem. Maitak Ninu, what was the corner they made? Tiknu for the more Tiknu, Maitak Ninu, what kind of where was the corner like there, like this? Ela means like this. Shaloi, the other way, there wasn't really a corner, but it was like this. Ela Shaloi Hutra Bidik Savan Lisha. Like really, there would have been a svara azecha lechurban after the churban abayis that ladies should not be allowed to wear colorful dresses, colorful clothing. But the reason why the rabbanon did not make that gezeira, elish lehutru big days. For the reason why the rabbanon said they're still allowed to wear colorful clothing, lishon elo lehoklak esmei only that they should have a kul upon the kesem. Yes, more says hutru they were makel mechal disim mash mitzasa in. Yes, there is a svara like that. It's not like this. His name of Bashi is Chayil. There was an army there. At that time, Gozo, they made a Gzeira Alitras Chasanim. That when a Chosan gets mad, he shouldn't wear a special crown. For Yala Eris, they made a Gzeira on Eris also. Rashi Forsh Begumor Soita, Tabla was like a piece of wood. The Chad Puma, V'ainu zuga mekashkri. So the special tabla, the chad was pointy and had like bells on it. Bikshu ligzo the medics, they want to make gzeira bidik tzvoinim, that ladies should not be able to wear colorful clothing. Where they said, no, hayadif, it's more mistarva, let them wear colorful clothing. They lohok ala kismayim. There's a svara like, they should be makel on kismayim. That's like a lohok like this. That if they're wearing colorful underwear or colorful clothing, and they find a blood stain on it, it has no tumas kesem. So that's why usually they say that b'shasta not a needle, like when they're tor, they should wear colorful underwear. So even though they find a spot of dam on it, they'll have no tumas kesem. But that's only when they're tor. And Rami, once they find themselves to become tamei, and then they have to have the zayin nikiyim, so when they have zayin nikiyim, then they should wear white underwear. But like this, when they're tor, and Echnami, that's the takoni here, that they're allowed to wear colorful clothing, colorful underwear, in order they should not have a tumas kesem. Because the kesem ksam is only midrabbanan, and the rabbanan were only geyser on a white beggar that you could see it well, but on a colorful beggar that you can't see the dam so well, they did not make the gzeira of ksam. So the kiss we just had before about by this, the spamnis, they made the gzeira alitras chasarmas on the crowns of a chosin, you should not wear it. The aleris, that's like a drum, that's what Rashi means to say. It's like a zak, a makash, it's like a drum. They made a gzeira, we're now to use drums. So they wanted to do ask the bidi tzvoinim, but they didn't do it because of the svara. Then the Mishnah says, Shiva Salmonim Avirim Lakesim, Roik Tofel Megrisim, Erglaim Nesim Glorious. Alright, we'll stop here. You'll continue on in the next page. Toilet ball. That when the owner of the clothing, when she puts it on afterwards, and then she finds a kesem, she has a right to say the kesem did not come from her, but rather it came from the nochrius, that's tummy anyway, or came from the nida. And Rashi says, since they are tameir anyway, it's mustarba the dam came from them, and not from this isha that was Torah until now. So she has a right to say the dam came from them, and not from her, she remains Torah. But what's going to be gimel noshim, three ladies, shalosh shu cholak echod, that they lent the dress one to another. And first one lady wore it, the next day the next one, third one, the third lady wore it, the same dress one after another. And then at the end of 3 days, they found a kesem on it. They don't know who it came from. Or else, oishayoshvu al fasalechot, all three of them used one chair, they sat down on one after another. And they have an imtzer all of them. When they got up, they found blood on the safsal. So lochu is kulim timayis. Since we do not know from which one of them it came from, so the rule b'chlal the suffix, I mean a suffix, all three of them have tum and nida now. What's going to be yoshua safsal shalev? Let's say they sat down on a stool made out of stone, which is not mekabel tuma, or else oyel itzdebo shomerche, sat down on a stool in the base hamerche, it's also part of the building, it's not mekabel tuma. So Rabbi Nechemya Mitar, Rabbi Nechemya holds that even though this dam found, and we know it came from one of these ladies, they're all Tor, they don't have a Tumas Kesem on them. Why? So Rabbi Nechemya used to say, his shita was, that Kol Dove Sheinu Makabu Tumma, if you find a Kesem in anything that's not Makabu Tumma, the Lacher is, ain't a Makabu Kesem, it has no Tumas Kesem either. So since there's no din tumma on an heaven on a stone, so therefore there's no din kesem, therefore the notion remained to Horus. Yeah. See in the Gemara why. That must like this. Omar Rav says, Benochri is Horoya. That's what the Mishnah says, if you lent your clothing first to a Goya, and then you take it back and wear it, and you find the dam, you can tell it came from her, only if the Nochri is the Goya is old enough that she could see, and she saw, you know for sure she saw dam already once. Rashi says she gedolei, she's older. The yaitim born, you know, the klaros, you know that she saw already once. So if you know she saw already once, now you can be told this kesem came from her. Moshe says, Mimai, what's the proof? Because the Mishnah says, do me the nida. Is that you're telling the nochri, you're just like a nida. So ma nida, just like the nida, the kachazdiya, she saw, the nida, she became tama, she saw dam. Is af nochri, so the kachazdiya, is nochri, so she saw dam, therefore she's tama. And therefore you have right to be told in her and say the dam came from her and not from you. Amar Rosh Hashi says no. Ki noyim v'shocher v'avram alo shmaita. When Rav said this aloch, he was like dreaming, he was like dozing off. Unless he's wrong, it's not true. Why? The Tanya would learn like this. Toyla b'nochris. That again, the same similar case, that first you lent your dress to a goya, she wore it, and then the Jew wore it, and you found the kesem on it, you could be told yet that it came from the nochria, and therefore the Jew is torn. Rabbi Meir, when Rameya says, Benochria is Teruya Lirois. Rameya says, you can be told it in the Goya, as long as she is old enough that she could see, but not that she had to see. So Poshia was a Tanakam hold, even though she's not even that old, even though she's less than that age, still you could be told it in it. In Sodom, Moses, Rafilu Rameya, even Rameya is Momachim here. Lekom, he doesn't say, Ela Beruya Lirois. Just that Goya has to be old enough that she's fit to see Dan. But neither of them hold that you have to be told Yoni Neisha that really saw Dam already. So it's not like Rav, therefore Rav is wrong. That's what Rosh Hashi said. Omar Rav says back, no. The Rav is right. For Tisbra, is it true what you want to say that your Meir is the Chum, Meir is the Machmer over here? No, it's not true. Rabbi Meir is Lakula, Rabbi Meir is the one that's being Mekul over here, Meir is Lakula. The Tanya will learn like this. Eina Toila Benochris. The Tanakhama says, you're not totally in a Goya. Poshim means, if she did not see it, you can't be totally in her. Her Meir says, no, you could be totally in her. Means that even though she didn't see it, as long as she's old enough that she could see, it's enough. But according to the Tanakhama holds, no, even though she's old enough, if she did not see Damit, you can't be totally in her. That's like Rav says, like that's the Tanakhama. That you can only be told if you lent your beggar to a Goya, if she already saw Damit. So if she did not see Dami, you can't be told in her. So it's like Rav. So Moses says, so still, we saw the Elakashach, it's still the first ratio, the first price. If you have smashed from Remeya, is Taka, the Machma, then the Karma is more Mekel. Moses says, no, Tiru Sokhi, Lerm Shan, the first price like this. Fihi Shoreya. The Tanakama says, when could you be told your dress? In the Goya you lent it to yesterday, only if she already saw Dam once, that Goya. Then you could say the spot of Dam now came from her. But if she did not see yet, you can't be told her, like Rav said, that's the Tanakama. Rameya's maker and says, no, Beruya Lures, no, as long as she's old enough that she could see, the Alpha Pish anyway, even though she didn't see yet, still you could be told even her. So that's when I think of Tanakama and Rameya. The Sol Koponim is good Rav, that Rav is goes the Chumra and Paskins out the Tanakama, that he could only be told in the Goya if she already saw Dam. But if she did not see Dam yet, he can't be told in her. Tan Rabban, we're going to learn the like this. Toila Bishonervis Yom Kenekad Yom. Similar case where you had your dress, Rachel had a dress, and she lent it to her friend Leah, and Leah wore it, and then after she got finished wearing it, she gave it back to Rachel. Then Rachel wore it for the next day, and then Rachel found a kesem on it. We don't know who it come from Rachel or from Leah. So let's say when Leah wore it yesterday, she was a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom B'Sheni Shalom. Means she was joined her 11 days between Nidus and Nidus, and she saw 2 days ago Dam, and then the Lachra is the next day, she has to be a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. She has to wait 1 day to make sure she doesn't see again. So the second day, that's when she borrowed your dress. And then she gave it back to you, and she wore it the next day. So you have the right to be told and say yes, that this Dam came from that Isha that wore, from Leia that wore it yesterday, since she was a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. Or else of a Seferis Shiva, an Isha that was a Zava, and even though she already counted Zayin Nikiyim, but she like told her she didn't go to the mikveh yet, that also if she wore the dress and then she gave it to you, and now you find a kesem on it, you're told, you have right to say it came from her. Lefikach, therefore, the locker is he, Mr. Kenneth, the owner of the dress now that's wearing it now, she's tall, but the chaver to Mikl Kelis, the first one that wore it, we say she was the one that had this kesem, and therefore she got ruined because of it. She's Mikl Kelis. Did Rav Shimon Gamliel, was Rav Shimon Gamliel? So Rashi explains, Bisheni Shalon, the second day, if you lend it to the Shemeris Yoim, Bisheni Shalom on the second day, so tell her what you've read to say the Dam came from her, even though she didn't see Dam today, but since she saw Dam yesterday, and therefore, since she's Tomei, therefore we say the Dam came from her. And suddenly, even though she counted 7 days of Zayin Nikiyim, but since she didn't go to the mikveh, she's still Tomei, we have right to be totally in her. Those are the words of Shimon Gamliel. Since that Ish is Tomei, and this one is Tor, so we're totally in her better. Rabbi says no. Ain't the toilet? No, you can't be telling the other one. Ain't the toilet, Rabbi says. Rashi says, Ho Michal Kalislo, of course, by saying the first one, so you're ruining it for her. Because she's a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom, and now you're making her tell me another day? Or else here she counted Zayin Nikiyim, you're making her besides starting over again. So you're being Makukal her, so if Rabbi says you're not totally in her, and Lefika, therefore we tackle, did not know from which Isha the Kesem came from. And therefore we have to say, Shtei Mikukalis, both of them are Tomei, both are Mekukul. The first one and the second one, so both have to go to Chumra. That's Rabbi Svaro. Both Bishov and both Rebbe and Shemuel both agree, Shetoyle B'Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom B'Rishon Shalom, that let's say the first Isha saw Dam that day, and then she wore the beggar the rest of the day, and then she gave it back to you when you wore it the next day, then here, even Rebbe would agree the second one is Tor. You have right to say the first one saw, because she saw that day anyway. Like you're not being Mekalkuler at all, anything more, because she's Tomei anyway that day. So they're saying she saw the Kesem, you're not ruining her at all. Yes, even Rebbe would agree, you're telling the first one. Or else, Uvi Yosheves Adam Tor. Let's say the first lady gave birth, and she's joined the days now, even she sees Dam as Dam Tor. So again, if we say it was her Kesem, we're not ruining her. She's Tor anyway. So then we're told you this Kesem came from her, and the second one is also Tor. Or else the Bsula, let's say Nisha just got married, and she broke her Bsula, so Lachri is the first 4 nights she's mutter to live with her husband. And any Dam she sees, we say it's Dam Bsula, it's Dam Maka, it's not Dam Nidus. So therefore, Shademir Torim. So that Isha borrowed your dress, and then the second Isha puts it on again, so we'll tell you that Dam came from the first one, which is Dam Tor, and therefore both of them remain Tor. Yeah, here they both agree. Now the Gemara explains. Lefikot of Shimon Gamliel, in his first case that he said you told in the Shemeris Yom and the Shemeris Yom, was he had to speak out Lefikot of Churub Sita, that the first one is Mekuka and the second one is Torah, Lomli. So Mura says Mishum the Rebbe and Echnami, he only says it because that's why Rebbe also said Lashon Lefikach. Therefore he says Lefikach. For yourself, very good. Lefikot the Rebbe Lomli, what do I need Rebbe's Lefikach for? So Mura says yes. Because the other time I would have thought to say, it's a big svar to say, Hidishtakach Kesem. Rebbe says we don't know which one it came from. So we have to say they're both Tomei. So I would have thought to say no. True, you're not told it in the first one, but maybe it's a svara to be told it in the second one. I would have thought maybe he the ishtaka kesem gabo, the one you found to have a kesem, tiskalkul, she's the one to be tamei. But idach, the first one, we didn't find it by her, like tiskalkul, we should not ruin it for the first one at all. It's kamashman, that's the chiddush nodar, according to Rebbe. Since we do not know from which one, the first or second one, the kesem came from, but nasaf, we have to say came from both. They're both in the sefer, they're both tamei, and both for them are makukum. Omer of Chizda, Chizda says like this, Omer of Chizda, what's going to be tamei v'tor sh'ocho v'shnei shvilim? A person that's tamei and a person that's tor, both of them walk down two different roads. Echa tor v'echa tamei. One road had a mace there, was tamei, one road had a tor. So you want to know, do we have a right to say the person that's tor, Ms. Tommy, he walked down the Tordic road, he's still tor, and the other one is still Tommy. So he said, Chizda, Bonum Machoy, this comes from Machoy, between Rebbe and Rishim and Gamliel. So according to Rebbe, we're not Tolly, and according to Rishim and Gamliel, we'll be Tolly, Lohokil, to said the tor went down the Tordic road. Mask give Lo Ravada, Ravada says back, no, who said so? At kind of told now, look, come a Rebbe. When does Rebbe say both are Tommy Hostamil, the Tavayu, Kedo, the Ninu? They're both the same status. Like, we have no reason to say one more than the other. And if we'd say one, you're ruining it for the other one. Like, which one should be ruined more? But Hoch over here, there's a big reason to say, like, my Nafka, let me know. Like, what's the difference? The one that's Tommy is Tommy anyway. So if what's Mustafa would have said, the Tommy walked down the Talmudic road, and the Torah walked down the Talmudic road. So it was Mustafa to say yes, that even Rebbe would agree that the Torah remains Torah. But Chizda holds no, Saif Saif, Iyu Tfila boy, but Lamaisa, he has to have a Tfila, he didn't make a Tfila yet. Therefore, there is a Nafkimina. In Faket, he says, when does Rebbe say the Shneim Tolim Zoni, because Kiadodino means Faket, both of them, like Atom, So Rekhid says that when did Rebbe say look, they're both Tommy, because we don't know one more than the other held, because they're both equal. Rekhid says, the first one and the second one. So therefore he doesn't know which one to be told it in. But over here there's a reason to be told it.